Welcome to Writing On, the podcast where we explore a variety of tips, tricks, and thought-provoking ideas to help writers unleash their full potential. In today's episode, we'll cover the challenges faced by self-published authors, which include investing time, money, and learning multiple professional roles. So you're an author, huh? That's really cool. I bet when people find out what you do, they're always curious about which books you've written and where they can get their hands on them. But here's the thing. As a self-published author, it's not always that simple. When someone asks about your books, you probably end up giving them a vague wave of the hand and telling them to look you up online. It's not the most glamorous response, but hey, it's the reality of self-publishing. But let's say you're at a party, surrounded by not-so-great food and drink, and you strike up a conversation with someone new. They seem genuinely interested in your work and want to know more. Naturally, the topic of agents and publishers comes up, and here's where things might take a little turn. When you mention that you're self-published, you can practically see their interest fading away in an instant. It's the unfortunate truth that self-publishing still carries that vanity publishing stigma, where people assume that it's not as legitimate or prestigious as traditional publishing. But guess what? They couldn't be more wrong. Self-publishing is a whole different ballgame, my friend. It's not just about writing your book and putting it out there. Oh no, there's so much more to it than that. If you want to do self-publishing right, you need to be willing to invest some money. And trust me, it's not just about the countless hours spent writing and revising your first, second, third, and 15th drafts. It goes beyond that. One of the first things you'll need to consider is getting your work edited. And I don't just mean one type of editing. You'll need to hire different editors for various stages of the process. You'll need a structural editor to help you with the overall flow and structure of your book, a copy editor to catch those pesky grammar and punctuation errors, and a proofreader to make sure everything is flawless before it goes to print. These professionals have a keen eye for detail and can help elevate your work to a whole new level. And let's not forget about the cover art. You want your book to stand out on the virtual and physical shelves, right? That eye-catching cover is crucial for grabbing readers' attention. So, you'll need to hire a talented designer who can bring your vision to life and create something that perfectly captures the essence of your story. But it doesn't stop there. You'll also need a compelling blurb that entices potential readers and makes them eager to dive into your book. Crafting a captivating blurb is an art in itself, and it's important to get it right. After all, it's one of the first things that potential readers will see when browsing for new books. And now let's talk about marketing. This is a whole new beast that you'll need to tackle as a self-published author. Gone are the days when you could rely solely on a traditional publisher to handle all the marketing and promotion. Nope, now it's up to you to spread the word about your book and get it in front of as many readers as possible. From social media campaigns to book signings, blog tours to paid advertisements, the options are endless. But here's the thing. You'll need to do some serious research and invest your time and effort into learning these marketing strategies. Because let's face it, if all you're good at is writing stories, you'll need to expand your skill set to cover the jobs that are typically handled by a whole team of professionals at a traditional publishing house. Being a self-published author is not for the faint of heart. It may come with its own set of challenges and stigmas, but it's also an opportunity for creative control and flexibility. And if you're willing to put in the work, invest some money, and embrace your role as not just a writer, but also an editor, marketer, and everything in between, self-publishing can be an incredibly rewarding journey. So don't let anyone's misconceptions discourage you. Keep writing, keep learning, and keep shining as a self-published author. We'll be coming back to each of these different topics over the coming episodes of Writing On and helping you understand where to find help both online and off. In today's episode, we explored the challenges of being a self-published author, from investment of time and money to mastering various professional roles. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe for more valuable insights.